and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 94. So today's episode is going to be different without being different. I'm still telling paranormal stories, but I think I'm going to share some of my own because I don't do that very often, and I want to. So also, happy birthday to you April 17th babies. The birthday book is here for you, and we're going to learn about you. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
The impression that those born on this day make on others is a strong one, for they promote their lofty ambitions with unrelenting certainty and expect others to fall in line with their convictions. Because they have a highly developed sense of natural justice and possess a burning, protective desire to champion the cause of the downtrodden, April 17th people will often make their careers in such humanitarian-related fields as politicians, jurisprudence, or the military. Although their predilection for paying attention to detail and their prodigious organizational skills will also equip them superbly as accountants or businessmen. And because they typically translate their profound thoughts into energetic action, they may frequently find themselves leading the less imaginative or dynamic, or especially if they are women, working as self-employed people on their own account. Yet, despite the laudable nature of their ideological concerns and their considerable practical talents, April 17th people may find enlisting the support of others an arduous task. The inherent problem with their direct, often forceful, approach, which is particularly pronounced if they were also born in the Chinese Year of the Dragon, is that they may appear somewhat unyielding individuals, who are furthermore not afraid to voice their criticism if they feel it is justified. Others may be intimidated by the judgmental image that they project and hasten to remove themselves from the line of fire. Those nearest to them may similarly believe themselves unable to live up to their high ideals and expectations. And thus these people may become emotionally isolated and prone to feelings of disillusionment and depression. Their virtues are methodical, ambitious, organized. Their vices are critical, judgmental, forceful. Happy birthday again to you April 17th babies, and let's go ahead and get on into these stories.
This comes from your host, Jensen.
Back when I was maybe 21, 22 years old, I was living with my parents. I've lived in every single bedroom in that house, except for theirs, of course. But this time around, I was living in the basement bedroom. And to kind of set it up for you, you would come down the stairs and immediately go left. My parents have a bar down there and a whole kitchen. And then you keep walking forward and there's a dining room. Then make immediate left, and there's the living room. Take a right, and my bedroom is right there. So, at this point in my life, I was living there. Now, my parents' home has kind of been, we'll say, visited. Not necessarily haunted, but visited by some kind of spirits. Not just one, but multiple. One particular night, I was down in my bedroom, and it was late. Maybe around midnight or 1 a.m. I was super thirsty, and the downstairs refrigerator water just wasn't working, so I had to go upstairs to get water. Downstairs, it's really dark. There aren't a whole lot of windows, but there is a door in the dining room that leads outside that kind of sheds some moonlight in, but not a whole lot. As I was walking out of my bedroom to go upstairs to get some water, I saw a figure standing in between two chairs. It was all black and was kind of on the shorter side, but had a big head. And that's the thing that really stuck out to me, was the big head. I didn't really care at that point. I was just so damn thirsty and ran upstairs to get some water. I got my water, walked back down, walked past the area where I saw the figure, and into my bedroom. Then I shut my door and laid in bed, and it hit me. I completely freaked out. It really had just hit me as to what I had just seen. So I texted my mom, and I told her that I was freaking out. And of course she asked me what she was supposed to do about it. I told her I didn't know, but I was paralyzed, strictly just from fear, and I couldn't move. And that's pretty much it. I didn't get up from my bed, and I eventually fell asleep just from exhaustion. Has anybody else had anything like this happen?
Story 2.
There's this fun little place that I like to go called Belvoir Winery. It's one of my favorite places because not only is it a winery, it's also haunted. I've been there multiple times, ghost hunts, my wedding, and plenty of girls' nights. Just to break it down a little, Belvoir Winery consists of three buildings. Two dilapidated ones, one of which was an old folks' home, and the other was an old hospital. The building where the bar is the old orphanage. This particular event was a girls' night with my friend Courtney. Her and I had decided to get some sub sandwiches and hit up the winery because it was a beautiful day and seriously, we needed a girls' night. Typically on these girls' nights, things can get a little crazy. As in, we get a little crazy. Let's just say we weren't sober. We decided to get some sub sandwiches and go have a picnic. We got our wine and went to look for a place to sit, but there were too many people, so we decided to sit in the cemetery that is also a part of the winery. And that should just tell you everything about us. We had our sandwiches and drank our first bottle of wine, and then headed back to the winery to grab another bottle. Then we did some exploring. We walked around the dilapidated buildings and sat on one of the ledges of the building and drank our wine. Then we went back inside to grab another bottle. We sat inside, and of course I brought some of my investigation tools. We went and sat in a room where nobody else was, just to kind of wake up the spirits a little bit. I pulled out my EDI meter, which is essentially an EMF, vibration detector, and temperature sensor all in one. I also brought a little cat ball that lights up, just in case any of the kid spirits wanted to play. Nothing really happened in that room, except for my phone, which shut off a couple times, and that just doesn't typically happen. So we decided to leave that room and just kind of tour ourselves around a little bit. Then nightfall came, and we decided to go back to the nursing home and sit on the front porch steps. I pulled out my EDI meter again and the cat ball and set them at the edge of the entrance. We scooted back and sat on the stairs and just kind of chit-chatted. Then we started talking to the spirits, and then we chit-chatted more. This wasn't like a serious investigation by any means. It's just us hanging out, having some wine, and doing a little investigating. Then Courtney started freaking out, and she ran away. I wasn't sure why she was freaking out, so I grabbed my EDI meter and cat ball and ran off the porch. As I was running off the porch, I heard something run across the porch up above. It was so loud that I expected somebody to actually come running across the porch up above. However, this building is so dilapidated that there would be no way that someone could come running across the porch up above. Courtney said she heard something and that's why she ran, but I didn't hear anything until after I had grabbed my equipment and was running off the porch. Maybe something was just telling us that it was time to go home because we were definitely a few sheets to the wind. So this was just like a quick little glimpse into some things that I've had happen. I've had more that has happened at Belvoir and honestly at my parents' house too. I just don't want to share everything because I'm keeping those in my back pocket. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys fully like these things or not. I know the last time I had really good feedback, but I don't know. Do you guys just want me to do like a whole like talking session of everything that I've had happen, or just keep doing little short stories here and there? Because obviously this is what my podcast is and I thoroughly enjoy that. But yeah, just let me know. And if you guys have had experiences like either of my stories today, and if you've had any experiences like a Belvoir, that would be cool to hear. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.